Welcome back to Current Affairs, our show about the stories of love gone fatally wrong that are in the news right this minute. These shorter contemporary stories come out every Friday, while our extensive full-length episodes come out on Wednesdays. Pizza. It's supposed to be fun. It's food for after winning kids' sports games. It's late-night food for studying with friends in college. If you're a millennial, it's a reminder of bumpy red plastic cups and reading in the Book It Club so you could win a personal pan pizza. That one's my personal favorite. But in one Pennsylvania town, pizza now has taken on the stench of murder.
50-year-old Anna Maria Tolomello owned Pina's Pizza in Chalfort, Pennsylvania, with her 65-year-old common-law husband, Giovanni Galina. In late March 2022, Giovanni's son began to get concerned when his dad stopped responding to WhatsApp messages. The two sent messages back multiple times each day due to the son living in Italy, and it had been weeks since Giovanni had replied. The son reported this to authorities, who began investigating Giovanni's disappearance.
So what did common-law wife Anna Maria have to say about this? She told the son that Giovanni was, quote, just away on business. What's more, according to the later criminal complaint, she had never reported him missing to any law enforcement agency.
It wasn't long before the investigation dug up some dubious details, literally. At the end of March, they spoke with a contractor who had been contacted by Anna Maria via text message on March 19th. Anna Maria had asked the contractor to dig a hole in her driveway that was 7 feet long, 3 feet wide, and 3 feet deep. She said it was to, quote, bury one or more items.
Wow. Okay. So when the contractor finished the job, he met Anna Maria at Pina's and was paid $350. So being a criminal mastermind, Anna Maria Tolomello caught wind of the coming investigation and used her underworld pizza connections to disappear, right? No. Instead, literally as soon as investigators had anything, in this case, a search warrant for the home, Anna Maria folded.
When they showed up at her door, Anna Maria knew she was cooked. She, without any prompting, admitted to shooting Giovanni on March 16th, 13 days earlier, who police had found wrapped in a blue tarp and a comforter in the master bedroom. His head was covered in a black plastic garbage bag.
Man, why get a hole if you're not going to use it? Anna Maria's story was that she was acting in self-defense, shooting Giovanni as he tried to strangle her. Plausible, right? I mean, obviously it happens far too often. Unfortunately, ballistics and the police officer's eyeballs showed that Giovanni was actually shot in the back of his head. Anna Maria also told authorities that after the killing, she tossed the bloody mattress in a dumpster behind Pina's Pizzeria.
On April 8th of this year, as her trial was about to begin, Anna Maria Tolomello pleaded guilty. The charges were third-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and abuse of a corpse. She is scheduled to be sentenced at the end of June.
On a GoFundMe page, Giovanni Galina is remembered fondly. The organizer wrote, "A friend to many of us, a father to his three children, grandfather of two beautiful boys, and owner of Pina's Pizza, has been taken from us too soon. The boss was a good man that was tough on the outside but loving on the inside. He helped many people in need, including myself, and I will forever be grateful. I can write pages about this man's impact on so many people. He was funny, kind-hearted, and a good person all around." Until next time, I'm Jessie Prey.
And I'm Andy Cassette, signing off for Love, Murder, Current Affairs.